broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. So the groundhog stuck it to us again. But six more weeks of winter isn't so bad when you're driving a new all-wheel drive CR-V. In this car, winter doesn't stand a chance. Come pick out yours at Honda North today. WLER, Butler, Cranberry. This is the Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. It's The Grassroots Show, and we are presented this segment by All About Reclaimed. We thank them for being a part of our show here tonight, and we thank you for being a part of the show, and I'm sure many of you are tuned in live because nothing else is going on. Unless you're a football fan, there's something, but we don't worry about that. We play local music, and if you are watching that football thing, why, you can see a super show replayed numerous times over again via our on-demand feature at 977rocks.com. How's Utah tonight?
Doing pretty good, although, you know, I'd rather be watching the Packers myself right now, but, yeah, that didn't work out.
Yeah, I thought maybe we'd have a Steeler-Packer get-together, but instead we're playing local music, so.
And that's fine, too. We'll do that,
exactly
too.
That's exactly right. Bob Cupp with you, Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions, and a shout-out to Shady Lady, Utah, the Southern Fried Rock Show, a big success and a killer show. I got out to see about half of it because of other events. Walked in as the Shiners were on, but what an event you had at Peter B's.
Yeah, that's like we say, that's kind of our flagship show for Shady Lady Productions, and it never disappoints, and either do the fans that come out and support it, too. And, of course, Peter B's, it's the 12th year we've worked with them on it as well, and can't say enough about them. You know, it's a great live music venue, and they support what we're doing in live music. And so hopefully you continue to support them back.
And a shout-out to those who were in attendance, because what amazed me, I mean, the music was great, and you knew that going in, so there was great anticipation. But to look around that facility that night as the bands were playing, you know, there were some conversations going on here and there, but everybody's attention almost to a person in that entire building was focused on that stage and what was going on. That says a lot.
Yeah, and just the reaction after every song, too. I mean, the place just would erupt in screams and applause, and they were into it, and that's great. I know the bands feed off of that, and, you know, it's just a great thing. I love the local music scene. So.
Right. And that gives you a great example of how strong this music scene is when the attention of a bar and a bar crowd is focused on the bands and what they're doing. That speaks volumes of how much talent was on that stage.
Yeah, well, certainly was a good time, and I can't thank the bands enough, too, for sharing their talents.
Yeah. Of course, one of the events that I was at, and we got to give a little shout-out to Utah here, as the Legion Riders here in Butler County are bringing in something that is going to be an amazing spectacle this year. In August, they're bringing in the Vietnam War, kind of the traveling wall, which is a replica of the wall that you can go see in Washington, D.C. It takes a lot of work to do this. It takes a lot of money even to just get it attracted, and then they've got to do that much more to get ready for it. And they had a little dinner theater event and wanted to give some pats on the back that night, and a salute out to everybody that they recognized who have been helpful along the way in their fundraising effort. And, of course, one of those was one of the stops we did last year, the Veterans Day Tour in Utah, and Shady Lady were key components in putting together a little concert for the benefit of the Legion Riders that was held up at the Lindor American Legion, and itself raised $10,000, and they gave Utah and Shady Lady a nice plaque and a pat in the back, and thought I would take a moment here to give you a shout out and with regard to that. A very nice plaque, as a matter of fact, and a job well done in that effort. They've put up upwards of $50,000 in the coffers now to do this. Just phenomenal.
Yeah, that's great. I know that they got a lot of expenses to make that happen. I mean, and this is a the biggest of the traveling walls. Like, there's a few groups that do this, but this is an 80% replica. So there's a lot of excavation and, you know, all kinds of work that needs to happen to put this in. So, and that's coming in August this year. So that's just really going to be neat for this area. And hats off to them for doing this. It's fantastic.
Well, and you're involved with the sponsor of the troops as well. And they got a recognition that night, too, for the efforts that they, because also there was a donation from them. So just amazing to see the different, and just different avenues of this area that stepped up and helped the cause out, you know, and it's going to be something very emotional, I think, very powerful to see later this year.
Yeah, it's going to be something. So make sure you maybe take some time to stop by and see that in August. Bring the family and bring the kids. I mean, you know, I think kids got to see that stuff too, and I think it's very important.
We'll look forward to that and keep you up to date when that does come in as well. And, of course, the Shady Lady Show was our first stop on the 2017 Rock Done Right Tour. And just about every month in the year 2017, we'll have a stop on the tour. And, well, next up, here we are into February now. The ASH Tour is coming to the Lindora Hotel later this month.
Yeah, that's that stands for Anger the Ant, the Shiners, and the Hawkeyes. So that's going to be stop number two. And stop number two of, a whole year-long process of stops.
So. Yeah, so mark your calendar. February 25th, a Saturday night down at the Lindora Hotel, and what a great evening. Love their new facility. They've reconstructed the second floor of the hotel, and they've got a great little gig there and a nice, beautiful bar. It's a gorgeous upstairs, and that's where the bands will be and jamming away, and you're going to have an opportunity to see two of the three Grassy Award-winning bands, including the reigning champs, Anger the Ant, and you have to throw in the Hawkeyes there because you know, they probably should be a Grassy Award winner because they were the only band to have two songs in the running last year that was being battled out in that final nomination list.
That's right. I remember those discussions in the hallway. I was like, we got this song and we got this song. And the powers that be went out on that because I know what my favorite song was. But
well, I bet both of us, our song didn't make it. Yeah. But they were a part of the list anyway. And, of course, the fans spoke and voted in Anger the Ant. So great stuff.
Well, I didn't mean that. I meant out of the Hawkeye songs. I know what two. Yeah,
right. We both had a different pick.
Yeah,
so we lost the arm wrestling contest. That's what happened.
Hey, but I got to see the Hawkeyes perform that live. So there you go.
And you could too later this month. Hey, let's get to some music. We've got the guys from Digi Woosh. Well, this is a 6-member band, and our studio isn't big enough to fit 8 of us. So. Two of the guys showed up to visit. Eric and Johnny are here, and we'll visit with them. They've got a new CD that was just dropped a few months back, and we'll visit with them. But first, let's get to some music. And one of the performers at our very first Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival was Jeff Fetterman and his band. And I'm going to dig out one of his older tunes that is a little slower, but man, when you talk about blues guitar, this guy can do it, and this is a great sample of that, his song, These Arms of Mine.
Yeah, that's some great stuff he puts out. We get a lot of feedback on Jeff, too.
Yes,
that's some good stuff he does. I say we follow that up with Acoustic Fingers, and he's got a new CD he's going to drop, so we've got to get him on the air maybe in the spring, but this is a really cool tune called Man on a Bridge.
To still be holding you, but you're so far away. There's nothing I can do. Swallow my pride, I'd play the fool. Down on my knees, babe, 'cause I sure got nothing left to lose. Just come back to me, baby, back into these arms of mine. Well, you said just a lie. I was so lonely, the things that you told me. put my heart on the line. Don't want to remember, I can't forget. Today I woke without you, without you in my bed. Just come back to me, baby, back into these arms of mine.
There's a man on the bridge, staring high in the wind, and everybody's wondering who he is, yeah. There's a crowd gathered round, peering into the clouds, all waiting to see how he comes down. Stepping to the edge, and everyone is wondering how this ends. Now the roads have been closed underneath encircling boats. The police are preparing for the worst. Still the birds fly in blue skies.
there's nowhere left, and there's nowhere left to, there's nowhere left to go. Was a man on a bridge, now they've taken him in, and I wonder if we'll see him there again.
The moment you get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
The Rocks. You've known it as Rock Ann Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock Ann Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7, and this segment is being brought to you by our longest-running sponsor, the Rainbow Inn, located on 2nd Street down in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. 24 delicious ounces of Man Can Special.
Can't get it any cheaper anywhere else.
So stop on by and visit.
Unless you brew it yourself.
There you go. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 o'clock on. Drop by and say hello and thank them for supporting local music. We are going to visit with a couple of the members of the band Dizzy Whoosh. We don't have a studio big enough to fit the entire band. But we'll go around the table and have you introduce yourself and tell us what you play on in the band Dizzy Whoosh.
Sure, Eric, go ahead. Why don't you start?
I'm Eric, and I do all the guitar work for Dizzy Whoosh.
Okay, Eric, welcome aboard.
And my name is Johnny Lager, and I do a lot of the singing, songwriting, and I play rhythm acoustic guitar.
Fantastic. And you guys are two of the six members.
We are two of six that were available, yes.
Well, it's good to have you here.
And, thank you very much for
having
us.
You guys just recently released a new album, correct?
That is correct, yeah. We just released our fourth record. We're pretty proud of this one. It just came out about 3 months ago in October. We released it.
Nice. Nice.
Wormholes to Whooshville.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had a lot of fun, you know, in the creative process putting this record together.
Very cool. Very cool. And I guess we got to start first and foremost, and we'll announce the other band members coming up. But we've got to find out, where did the name come from?
The Dizzy Whoosh name. Oh, it's the question that we get asked all the time. It was just something that literally maybe it was a dyslexic moment. Many years ago, almost 10 years ago, we were sitting around rehearsing, and, you know, we had about 100 names written down. We couldn't find a good name that just really seemed to suit us well, and it was like a dyslexic moment. It kind of just like kind of came out by accident, and all of our ears perked up. And we just threw the list of 100 names away, and we just been Dizzy Whoosh ever since. So it was pretty cool. It was accidental, but it was a happy accident, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
The list was terrible. We're blessed with Dizzy Whoosh.
Yes. We'll
take it. I think somebody tripped coming out the stairs into the garage, and Dizzy, and the next thing you know, it was
Whoosh. There it was.
And we knew right away. We knew right away there was no going back.
That's cool. I mean, a very catchy and unique name, though.
It's hard to forget, you know.
Well, and that's what you want for a name,
exactly, right?
Right, right. You want things that are memorable, so, and hopefully in a good way.
In a good way, right, yeah.
So let's mention, Johnny, if you would, a couple of the other members of the band.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you know, we're blessed to work with a bunch of talented musicians. We have Chance Turner, who's you know, he plays accordion. He also contributes to some of the lyrics and some of the vocals. The very talented Danny Lama, who is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays bass on the records, and he also plays a lot of banjo at the live shows, acoustic guitar at the live shows, and contributes to the lyrics, the songwriting, and also the vocals. We have my brother Brad Arnold, who plays just about everything, percussion, harmonica, also contributes to lyrics and vocals, and the very talented Mike Sheptak, drummer extraordinaire, and plays the homemade tub bass. Anyone who has seen us playing live, especially in acoustic format, you've seen that homemade bass drum, kick drum, bass, stand-up tub bass. It's really interesting to describe. You can't go to the store and buy this thing. This is something that's completely homemade and very, very unique, but he seemed to have mastered it, and it's pretty wild to check out.
That's cool.
It's pretty wild, yeah. You can hear that on the track Barcelona from the new record. We recorded in that fashion. And then, of course, don't forget Eric. He also, besides the guitar work, he plays mandolin and also can contribute to some of the background vocals on the records.
It's true.
No denial here.
But I already introduced myself, so.
Eric, what introduced you to the guitar? How did you end up playing music?
You know, I just love music. I was kind of a late bloomer, so I didn't even start playing the guitar till I was in my mid-20s, and now I've been doing it for 20 years or so, and you know, it's just fun. I'll tell you what, playing live music, performing with these guys, there is nothing that I have ever found than when the crowd is into what you're doing, the energy is there, we're feeding off of that energy, it's exciting, there's nothing better. So I'm old enough now that I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to retire after this band, but I just can't bring myself to stop getting out there. It's just so much fun.
That's cool. That's cool. Johnny, how long have you guys been together as a band, actually?
This year, we're actually fortunate enough to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
This year. Cool. Yeah, May will officially be our 10-year anniversary since our very first Dizzy Woo show back in May of 2008.
Wow.
So we've come quite a long way. Same group of guys, too, which is tough. You know, these guys are like my brothers. Literally, my brother is in the band, but yeah. the other guys, you know, I consider them brothers as well. It's kind of a miracle in this day and age for the same six guys to religiously get together every Monday night and practice and knock out, you know, 25 to 35 shows a year. It's pretty awesome, and you know, I couldn't imagine doing it with anybody else, really.
Well, heck, it's difficult for two to four guys to do it.
Sure, right.
Exactly. That's the hardest thing about a band, right, is keeping it together.
Yeah, yeah.
So
has it always been a kind of a pleasant flow on what you're going to create? I mean, is there a central mind that brings it, or do you guys collaboratively kind of?
You know, a lot of it comes organically. I might write some tunes, bring them to the table, and then, you know, Woosh will take over, and they sort of magically just make these songs 1,000 times better than what they were when I brought them. But there's also been cases in the last four records where we have literally sat in four corners of a room and all contributed at the same time. We might have a 45-second clip or you know, a soundbite or an idea, a riff, a chord progression, things like that, that we sit on opposite ends of the room and we all contributed lyrics and you know, there's been some Dizzy Woo songs that sort of have been birthed that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's you never know what you're going to get, and like I said, Danny and Chance and Brad, they'll all contribute as well. So someone over here might have a cool lick or a cool chord progression, and then Brad might have some lyrics. Either way, by the end of practice, we have a new idea worked out. We record it. We kind of work on it and see if it's worthy to play out there on stage. You know, and then it's really up to the fans after that. If they like it, well, then we'll keep working on it. We'll keep working on it. You know, some of the tunes from the new record have been around for years, and they maybe got recycled. You know, they didn't make the cut when we recorded the second or the third record. So it's really cool that we've had the opportunity to really fine-tune them. On this new record specifically, we really spent a lot of time working out the bugs and the parts and really putting a lot of dynamics and stuff into this new record.
How far back was it that you recorded your first album?
We released our first record in 2009. We recorded in the winter, early winter, January, February of 2009, and we released our very first record that summer.
Okay.
So that was we were all very young back then. You know, there was that was before wives and kids had come along, and you know, so we had a lot more time to sort of to really put into it. But at the same time, you know, those first records, I wouldn't change a thing. We love them, and they're a part of who we are and where we came from. And you know, it's cool to see over the 10 years how we've sort of grown and matured as a band and as human beings, and how the Dizzy Whoosh brand has sort of evolved.
Yeah, you know, we've mentioned this before, but it's funny how when you take a look at bands and music, that's part of art,
mm-hmm.
and you guys are painting your own picture, you know, kind of your own portrait with what you create. And when you've been around that long, and to say that six guys have survived, and now you're saying you survived, you know, marriages and kids too.
Absolutely.
That's big for a band.
And divorces.
But you haven't been divorced from yourselves, which is pretty cool. So it's special to have that happen.
Yeah, it really is. And like Eric had mentioned earlier, there's nothing better than that energy you get from the crowd. You know, when you see people that you don't know out there singing the lyrics along with you to your songs, it's a very special moment.
That would be rewarding.
It's a very special moment. It kind of makes it all worth it in the end.
Yeah. Well, let's play a couple of cuts here and get into some music, and we'll talk more about the new album and what you guys are up to. The new album, Wormholes to Whooshville, is the name of it, right?
Correct. That is correct.
That is awesome. So I guess this is your ear connection to what's happening in the Dizzy Whoosh world.
Well, we're based out of Mars, and we certainly are guilty of taking advantage of the whole Mars theme, you know. So we got the spaceship, the outer space kind of thing going on here for this record. It's a little bit of a spacey record, you know, to say the least.
Yeah, we're conspiracy theorists too, so it works out.
We're going to play the first cut called Voodoo, which is actually the second cut on the album. Give us a little intro to the Voodoo.
Yeah, Voodoo's a cool song, man. This one really, this is an example of something that just really happened organically last fall. We decided to take a break from shows and really work out the tunes for this record. About five of them had been recycled and been around for a while, but Voodoo was one that last November just kind of came out of the woodwork at a practice. I had an idea. And, you know, 3-4 hours later, we had a song, and everyone contributed. It was very cool, and I couldn't be happier with how this track turned out. Eric does some phenomenal work on the guitar at the end of this track. I think all the rock and roll lovers will appreciate what he does on this track.
Well, let's give it a listen. It's Dizzy Whoosh tonight and their song Voodoo right now on the Grassroots Show. The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's not always simple, so who do you call? I like when they put another pin into your voodoo doll. It's quite the battle. It's like a cattle call. We're looking up in the manual, man, follow protocol. Logic, it is simple. So who do you call? I like when they put another pin into your voodoo doll. Won't get it. It's not always simple. A little shrink your skull. I like when predictions are not good from Gypsy's crystal ball. It's quite the battle. Like a cattle call. We're
la quiere. So who do you call?
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back here on the Grassroots Show, our local music show tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, that you can hear every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And I know each and every one of you are listening live right now because nothing else is going on. None of our football teams are playing any football, so, right?
No, we got creamed, didn't we, both of us?
But if you ever should miss the show live, or you want to hear it back again, you can do that at 977rocks.com via our on-demand feature, and listen while you're getting paid, right?
That's right.
We got Johnny and Eric here from Dizzy Whoosh, and brand new album that is out called Wormholes to Whooshville. Just heard a song called Drowsy. Who wants to describe that song?
Eric, want to take a shot at?
Drowsy. Well, Drowsy is one of the ones that has been around for probably 10 years.
Okay.
Is that right, Johnny?
That's
and
not
it's
right.
It never made it to a record. It was it's a little bit of a slower song. It's a little bit of more of a mood song. It's a great song when you're driving your car, listening to the radio. And it's classic Dizzy Whoosh. It brings out everything that we're doing with the different instruments. We have some percussion. We have our percussion player also plays the harmonica. We've got the accordion in there. It's a great track, and yeah, it's pure Dizzy Whoosh.
So kind of a sleeper track that was waiting for its time, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I couldn't be happier with how it turned out. I'm really glad that we had taken the time, literally 10 years. You know, that song was making appearances on some set list, you know, as early as 2008, and then it kind of went away and got real dusty for a while. And when we were putting this record together, you know, we thought we would sort of open it back up and see what we could do with it, and we completely just tore it apart, reconstructed it, and brought it back to life in this version, and it turned out really cool. And we got to take advantage in the studio with some instruments that, you know, we don't own and that we don't normally have access to. On this track in particular, we got to sort of experiment and use a B-ham organ, similar to the stuff that they used to record with in the 60s and 70s. So we have like a nice vintage organ, you know, mm-hmm, kind of thing going on this track, which is untraditional Dizzy Whoosh, but like I said, we really got to take advantage of the plethora of instruments that were available to us up there in the studio.
And I know any song we've ever heard from you guys, I mean, there's a lot going on. Obviously, six people in it.
Yeah.
But I guess it's, you'd be a melting pot of different styles or even influences, because all six guys obviously wouldn't like everything, you know, every...
Yeah, you know, with Wormholes to Whooshville, this record specifically, when people ask, you know, what genre, it's really hard to pinpoint, because if you listen to the tracks, the nine tracks on this record, there's probably about at least five genres on this record. So the whole Wormholes to Whooshville idea was sort of like, you know, traveling through the galaxy, and you kind of pit stop off, and here's a little bluegrass track for you, and here's a rock and roll track for you, and here's a little jazzy track for you, you know. And we got to experiment with everything from organs, and you know, there's a lap steel guitar on this record that Danny Lama played on track number 9. It's really cool. It's very eclectic, and like I said, we're very 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 happy with our experience with this record.
You recorded the majority of these songs actually out in Clearfield, is that right?
That is correct, yeah. We had the pleasure of working with Fred Weaver and his beautiful studio, Apocalypse the Apocalypse, out in Clearfield.
So it looks like he does some analog recording as well. Did you guys do this analog, or is this digital?
It was recorded both analog and digital, and then mashed up at the end.
Love the packaging, and you're kind of talking about cruising through the galaxy. They do have their own spaceship, kids. You can see it on the cover, but you know, that's I'm always fascinated by the packaging. And,
mm-hmm,
is there somebody in the band that is kind of the artistic director?
You know,
is that shared as well?
Just like the songwriting, we all take turns. You know, I had the honor of doing the artwork for the second record. Michael did the artwork for the third record, and for this one, Danny Lama took over, and this was his child right here. He kind of put this thing together, and we're pretty happy with it. That spaceship can actually be found in downtown Mars. That is that is right there in our little hometown, you know. So
that's cool. And of course, was it your last album that you had the overview of, like, you know, the circulars in the cornfield or whatever?
The crop circle. Yeah, that was yeah. So we've been playing on the theme for quite a while, but it's a lot of fun, and you know, aliens do exist. We're living proof.
Visiting with the guys from Dizzy Woosh, two of the six members anyway, Eric and Johnny, here tonight on the Grassroots Show. And you've had this out for 3 months now. You guys have your own website. People can follow along and
Absolutely.
Find out where you're at. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, the new record, all four of our records are available. It's 70 different online markets. You know, you can find us on everything from Spotify to iTunes and Amazon and, you know, YouTube, all the 70 different online markets. Whatever your music source is, most likely you'll be able to find Dizzy Woosh. In most cases, you can find it for free, too.
Just DizzyWoosh.com.
DizzyWoosh.com, sure, yeah, DizzyWoosh.com. We also have, you know, our Facebook and our social media outlets. You know, we got a YouTube channel, things like that. So, yeah, you can find us on the web for sure. You type in Dizzy Woosh, we're the only ones out there. So, you Google that, and you'll find us for sure.
Which is really cool, because in this day and age, when bands have been around for a long, long time, you know, it's you hear some of these bands that either have a unique name that somebody else shares with mm-hmm. them, or they've changed their name because of the very fact.
Yeah,
you know,
The Turbo Sonics, yeah. I think they were the Surf Zombies, something like that. But yeah. I remember them from a few years back when they had to change their name.
Yeah,
in the middle of their career.
Or you hit the big time and you wind up being one of those bands that really wish they hadn't named their band that all those years ago.
Yeah,
we're not going to be one of those bands. We like it.
Well, even going back to what comes to mind is the Highland Brothers. They were Indecision, and they changed that decision because there were many other indecisions.
Like some Norwegian death metal band or something that was called Indecision. And
I don't think there's any other Dizzy Woosh out there.
That's fantastic stuff. You go. Where can people catch you? I know you play a lot of different the various festivals mm-hmm. and repeat those every year. Where can be found?
We've been fortunate enough to get asked back to play. There's some festivals we'll be making our 10th consecutive appearance wow. this year. If you've seen us before, you know, especially in the Slippery Rock and the Butler scene, you know, we're going to be back there to those festivals this year. We got a couple other things coming down the pike for the spring and in the fall, but you know, this is our 10-year anniversary year, and we're kind of keeping a low key right now. We got some big announcements to make later this year.
Okay.
And we got some really cool ideas that are pending. We don't want to talk about too much right now, but when we do make the announcements, we're going to really take advantage of this 10-year anniversary, and we're going to have a pretty wild summer.
That's awesome. So, well, you'll have to give them a like on Facebook and
absolutely
connect up so that you don't miss out on the big announcement. So, great stuff. Great to have you guys in the studio.
Thank you very
tonight.
Much.
And again, pick up a copy of the CD, and I would imagine they can pick up on some of the past CDs as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're all available. Yep, yeah. They're all available. You can come. You know, you can get the hard copy CDs at the shows, and I believe the Harmony Emporium, and we might have some hard copies available in and around Butler County. But for the most part, you can get it digitally. I think most people these days. Get their music, you know, from those online music sources. But yeah, we're on the web. You know, you can find us 70 different online markets to pick up
That's
all
awesome.
Four records.
How long was it since you put out the previous CD? Because I know we had you guys on a few years back, and I can't
yeah.
remember if that was.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, we came in 2013 when we released the third
oh, okay.
record.
Okay, so yes, it's been a good 3 years. Sorry.
It's been a good 3 years. But like I said, last year we took the whole year. And it wasn't about playing shows, and it wasn't about getting out there. It was about, let's really make a product that we're really, really happy with.
Right. This was the fourth record. This is a culmination of that 10 years of experience. As with any band, you can listen to the music. You can hear the evolution of what these guys are doing. We were happy with our CDs, but this fourth one, we really took a step back and said, okay, you know, it's time to play with the big boys here. We really need to look at this and see what we're doing, where we're going, who we are, and absolutely make this the best that it can be. So from that perspective, if you've never heard Dizzy Woosh before, Wormholes to Wooshville is definitely worth a listen.
And that's probably why you can take a song like Drowsy and dust it back off. Because after 10 years, your influences have changed. You know, a lot changes in 10 years. Ten years in a blink of an eye, you know.
Exactly.
And I couldn't be happier that we did not record that song, Drowsy, on the first or the second record. Because, you know, it really wouldn't have been the same. And you know, like Eric said, I think that all of our 10 years of experience really shows in this record. And we couldn't be prouder of it.
We've had the opportunity to talk to people that have been in the scene for a long time, and I'm thinking we've asked a couple of people the question, you know, 20, 25 years ago, what did you see different? Evaluate the music scene right now in the 10 years of Dizzy Whoosh. Do you think we're in a positive progression? Would you say that things are moving
up? Oh, absolutely. Especially here in Butler, the music scene is so active, and you know, from where we were 10 years ago, there's a lot more competition. So, you know, it's a lot tougher to get back in here to visit you guys and chat with you in the studio because there's so much activity going on in the music scene right now locally. But there's a lot of great bands out there, and we've had the pleasure of working with a lot of them. It's just really awesome to see so much talent locally in just one small area. Yeah. You know, just north of Pittsburgh, there's so much going on up here. It's really cool. You know, not to mention the bands that are rocking it out in Pittsburgh. I mean, this whole Western Pennsylvania area is just sort of just a melting pot of talent and that span all the genres. You know, we're not limited to just rock and roll. You know, I appreciate music of all genres, but it's just really cool to see how far it really has come since you know, my brother and I started out in the 90s, you know, putting bands together.
Yeah.
It's really cool, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Awesome. We believe the stuff coming out of this area can stand with anything on the
absolutely.
National scene.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Mean, in the quality and the songwriting and the musicianship, everything.
I agree completely.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, great to have you guys back in again.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Good luck in the future, and we'll be excited to hear what's happening with the 10 years.
Yes,
as,
yeah.
2017.
Yeah, do stay tuned. We got we got hopefully some really big announcements this year to talk about.
Awesome. Eric Bowman and Johnny Logger.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
Again, the new CD is out. It's called Wormholes to Whooshville. And before you go here, we've got Barcelona and Steady. And actually, if you could tell us about both those songs, but Johnny, I see that Barcelona was a song that was the only song recorded at your previous studio that you recorded with in Pittsburgh, correct?
Yeah. We've worked with Steve Cunningham and Pittsburgh Sound Productions for the first three records. In 2015, we recorded an acoustic version of our song Barcelona. We released it as a single, and we thought that, you know, for the sake of this Wormholes to Whooshville album, it was a good fit because it was different than the other tracks. And it also kind of kept our relationship with Steve going. You know, we were very open and honest with Steve, and he had absolutely no hard feelings about us, you know, experimenting at a different studio. Mm-hmm. So the cool thing is that, you know, Steve has been a part of all four Dizzy Whoosh records, and that was important to us to make sure that we kept our good, you know, our good relationship with Steve Cunningham and Pittsburgh Sound Productions, because, you know, he's been there since the beginning, and he is responsible for those first three Whoosh records, and we, you know, we certainly appreciate that.
Cool. Barcelona on this track also highlights our acoustic set, so we're playing different instruments. We do have the tub bass, we do have the mandolin.
Okay.
It's not the electric set. So, and if you want to see a Dizzy Whoosh show, we can play the loud hard rock show, or we can play an afternoon show at a coffee house. Either
very
way.
Very versatile. Okay. Food for thought there, friends, when you're booking Dizzy Whoosh. And then Steady is also another cut that we're going to get to as well.
Yeah, Steady is kind of like maybe closer to a pop song for the record.
Uh-huh.
But Eric's got a very, very cool, catchy guitar lick in there that I believe makes the song. But it's just, like, again, it's just something that just sounds a little bit different. It doesn't sound like the other tracks on the record, and even like some of the tracks that we've done in the past. So, you know, when you hear it, it's still Dizzy Whoosh, but it's new Dizzy Whoosh.
It's Dizzy Whoosh tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Is it ever loud enough for hell? No, I can't hear it. I'm the oldest kid here. Who's the kind of free spirit? I'm an easy going, happy going, lucky kind of got a freaking black deck back. I got a steady white guitar strumming. Hand drummers drumming. So I like my Coca Cola with a little bit of rum. We'll be right back.
Mexico, or Barcelona, Spain. Whoa, I'm going away, but I don't think I'm gonna stay. I'm just keeping on. Oh, I'm taking a train, oh, on the way to Portland, Maine, or Portland, Oregon. Barcelona, Spain. Whoa, I'm going away, but I don't think I'm gonna stay. I'm just keeping on. Whoa, I'm taking a train, oh, one way to Portland, Maine, Portland, Oregon.
Well, if you want to go down, hey, I won't stop you.
I won't stop you.
But if you want to go steady, girl, you can go home. Go home. Go home. And then you go, 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 go. We'll be right back.
But if you want to go steady, then you can go home, go home, go home, go home, go home. Girl, let go, 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 you go home, and then you go, 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 go.
All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
This Monday night, check out Club Cafe for Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles featuring the Shiners. 8 o'clock showtime this Monday night. Tomorrow night, Club Cafe. On Friday, February 10th, check out Special Reserve at the Hard Rock in Pittsburgh. Also that night, Jeff's Acoustic Jam Session with Jeff Pogas at the Route 28 Bar and Grill next to RIDC Park. Then Saturday, February 11th, it's the Pulse Band at East Butler Fire Hall. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, on Saturday, February 11th, it's the Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's featuring Trigger Happy and Mikey and the Snake Oil Boys. On Friday, February 17th, the Noble Hops Band will be at the Barefoot Bar and Grill in Shenley. Then on Friday, March 3rd, catch the Noble Hops Band at 565 Live in Bellevue. Then Friday, March 10th, the Noble Hops Band comes back to downtown Butler. They'll be at Reclamation Brewing on Main Street. And mark your calendar on Friday, March 17th. It's the St. Patrick's Day Brutality Show, part of the Rock Done Right Tour stop featuring Shag Dog Melonhead and Red Room Effect. And don't forget, the Rock Done Right Tour stop in February is coming up here on the 25th at the Lindora Hotel. It's the Ash Tour featuring Anger the Ant, the Shiners, and the Hawkeyes. Rock Done Right Tour stop number 2, Lindora Hotel, February 25th.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back on our Grassroots Show here tonight, and this segment presented by P&W Construction. Great visit with Dizzy Woosh. Thanks to Johnny Lager and Eric stopping in and visiting with us. Eric Baldwin, of course. And you heard the concert calendar, too. If you've got a band and you'd like to be included, be sure to hit us up. Grassroots@bcrnetwork.com is our email. If you have music, you can pass it along that way as well. It's a great way to just get in touch with us. Or if we're out and about, drop some CDs on us, and we'll get you on the air.
And you got to make sure you follow Dizzy Woosh for that big announcement that they have coming. I got to see him for the first time live at another Rock Done Right tour stop last year, the Zelly on Tap. And they are very entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And we'll keep our fingers crossed that as we progress through the year that they have another Zilly on tap. I know it's been in the planning stages at this particular point. Turned out to be a pretty solid event last year, and we'll see where that leads us, because we do have that on our Rock Done Right schedule for later this year. One of the many events that you can partake in, Rock Done Right. And, of course, our next one, as we mentioned earlier in the show, the Ash Tour, Anger the Ant, the Shiners, and the Hawkeyes at Lindora Hotel, coming up this month here on the 25th, the St. Patrick's St. Patty's Day Brutality, coming to Peter B's, a Shady Lady show, coming up in March on the 17th. And that'll be a fun one, because you've got Shag Dog Melonhead, another one of our past Grassy Award winners, and the great band Red Room Effect, who I'm a big fan of.
Well, and speaking of Red Room Effect, they have a little connection with the team that's playing tonight.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. We played their song last week called Rise Up that has been used as kind of a pregame anthem for the Atlanta Falcons during their home games down in Georgia. So
we'll have to see who's rising up tonight.
That's right. So great to have you on board. We appreciate you tuning in, supporting the local music scene. In particular, if you've been one of the ones that have been out at a show, whether it was the Shady Lady Show at Peter B's for the Southern Fried Rock Show or wherever, because there were a lot going on that weekend, and it sounded like the crowds were pretty solid for everybody. So that's great to hear people getting out. And when people are knocking on the door, too. There's other businesses that want to get in and say, hey, we want to be a part of this local music scene. And, hey, we welcome you to be a part of our show as well. If you ever want to be a sponsor of one of our segments or a main show tag sponsor, we welcome you to get in touch with us here, and we'll harp all about you on the Grassroots Show every Sunday night here on The Rock Station 97.7. Hey, before we go, I want to give a shout out as well, a pat in the back to a gentleman who's been in the music scene for quite a while, and that's Jamie Hook, longtime guitarist with the band Mind's Eye. We understand Jamie's moving south, which is probably, well, pretty smart thing to do this time of year, because I know that's where I'd like to be right now instead of this cold weather. But Mind's Eye and Mr. Furley did a get-together actually last night down at Tom Penney's art studio, a very intimate show because it would be Jamie's final performance. And, of course, he's been on recordings of Mind's Eye and in those shows. And we're going to dig out a song that he actually is featured on from one of their past albums, a tune called Greener from Mind's Eye. And we'll spin that for you and give Jamie best wishes for his trip south.
Yeah, and I'd like to give him a shout-out also because he stopped out at the Southern Fried Rock Show and supported local music. And there was a few other musicians out there, too. Stephen King from Trigger Happy stopped on out. Mary Lou Scherter was out there, and I'm sure there were some others. But yeah, do appreciate the support back, everybody. And good luck, Jamie, and when you get on that airplane and head south. So maybe we'll take the show out with a little Highland Brothers band and their song Airplane.
And a Utah segue right there.
There we
friends.
Go. My first.
All right. We'll see you next week on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7 and streaming at 977rocks.com.
from, where from, where from, where from here?
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Newsflash, newsflash. Wintertime has arrived in Western PA. Stop worrying about it and come test drive the fully redesigned for 2017 all-wheel drive CR-V. In this car, winter doesn't stand a chance. It's here, and we've got yours waiting for you during the trade-in, trade-up sales event. Going on now at Honda North. WLER. Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7.